1,000 nautical miles from the west coast of Africa, wedged firmly inside a steep valley, is the city of Jamestown. It's the capital of the tiny island of St. Helena, a British overseas territory poking up from the vastness of the South Atlantic Ocean. Jamestown was granted its city status by Queen Victoria in 1859. The narrow valley has shaped a simple layout that includes four basic streets, one seaport, and five churches. One of these churches, St. James, lays claim to being the oldest surviving Anglican church in the Southern Hemisphere. Cheddar Man's remains were unearthed a little more than 100 years ago in Gough's Cave in Cheddar Gorge, Somerset. Workers were opening up a new show cave, big business at the time, when they dug up the complete skeleton. Nothing like it had ever been found in Britain before, and it caused a media sensation. At the time, they had no idea how old it was. There were discussions about how primitive it might be, but of course it was a modern human, and we now know that it's about 10,000 years old. Antarctica. A land of desolate beauty. A brutal climate, and the perfect setting for one, Ernest Shackleton, to undertake his most daring and most notorious adventure, the first attempted land crossing of the entire continent via the South Pole. With the race to the South Pole having been won by Norwegian Roald Amundsen 3 years earlier, in 1911, Shackleton's new goal was to be the first man to journey across the entire landmass of Antarctica. He set sail on August 1, 1914, just at the onset of the First World War. So far in this series, we've taken a look at the ways in which animals have adapted to survive in the cold, dark depths. We've explored the ecosystems of this unforgiving realm and seen how communities of life cling to whatever source of energy they may find, from vents of superheated water to the carrion of sunken whales. But now it's time to dive even deeper and discover a place where life is pushed to its absolute limits. For at the bottom of the Pacific Ocean, the seafloor widens into a gaping abyss of obscurities. Fish that seem to lack faces, sprawling fields of bacteria, and giants that resemble life from another planet. Let's take a closer look at the hidden world of the Mariana Trench.